Chapter 12. Darkness Falls. For a long time, Marius's life was in danger, and his grandfather stayed by his bedside. Even as he got better, Marius could not remember much about the fighting at Chanvrerie Street, and nothing at all about being carried away. But he hoped one day to find the man who saved his life, as Thénardier once saved his father. After 4 months, Marius was finally out of danger, and only one thing filled his mind: to find Cosette. "If I don't find her, I will die," Marius thought. But he was still sure that his grandfather would never agree to their marrying. When Marius was almost strong again, he said to his grandfather, "I want to get married."
"Yes, you shall have the girl that you love," replied his grandfather.
Marius stared at him.
"You're surprised," continued the old man. "But while you were ill, her father came here every day to ask about you. She's an angel, I hear. So, get married and be happy."
With that, the old man took Marius in his arms and began to cry. It is impossible to describe how happy Marius and Cosette were when they finally met again. A date was soon agreed for their wedding. But Valjean knew that he could not lie about being Cosette's father at her wedding. He did not want things to be difficult for her, so he said, "Your real father was a cousin of mine called Fauchelevent, who died." Valjean had another great surprise for Cosette. He gave her 600,000 francs as a wedding present. Before leaving Montreuil many years earlier, he hid the money in a box under the ground in the forest, together with the bishop's silver candlesticks. A few days before the wedding, he went to get the box from the forest. On their wedding day, Marius and Cosette were the happiest people alive. But Valjean left early and went home alone. He took out the clothes that Cosette was wearing when he first met her, carrying water in Montfermeil. He remembered walking away with her, hand in hand. "Maybe one day the darkness of my past will hurt her," he thought. "There can be no more lies." And he began to cry. Very early the next morning, he went to speak to Marius.
"My name isn't Fauchelevent. It's Jean Valjean," he said. "I was a convict for 19 years. After I was released from prison, I stole again, and I've been on the run from the police ever since. I mustn't continue to lie to you. To live, I once stole some bread. To live today, I will not steal a name. But please don't tell Cosette. A life without her is worse to me than death."
"I won't," answered Marius coldly.
"May I still visit her sometimes?" said Valjean.
"Come for a short visit at the end of each day," said Marius. Marius was very surprised and unhappy. "Why did he have to tell me?" he thought. Then he remembered Valjean escaping from the police at Thénardier's house. He remembered Valjean shooting Javert at the barricade. "He's not an honest man. Maybe he stole the money that he gave Cosette. I cannot use that money without knowing. Valjean was miserable too. His visits to Cosette became shorter and shorter, until one evening he did not come at all. He sent Cosette a message saying that he was busy. The next day, Valjean did not leave his room. The day after that, he did not leave his bed. He stopped eating. The doctor was called.
"He's very sick. He has lost someone dear to him. People can die of that," said the doctor.
That same day, Marius's servant brought him a note from a man named Thénard. Marius remembered Jondrette's handwriting from many months ago. "I have a secret to tell you," the note said. Marius knew that it was from Thénardier. "Bring the man in," he told his servant. Thénardier appeared and said,
"Monsieur, your wife's father has stolen money. He's a murderer. His real name is Jean Valjean. If you give me 20,000 francs, I'll tell you more."
"I already know his real name, and I also know yours," replied Marius. "You are Thénardier. You were an innkeeper in Montfermeil. You changed your name to Jondrette in Paris, and you were my neighbour, but we never met. I can tell you secrets about Valjean too. He lived in Montreuil, and I believe that he stole money from a factory owner there named Mère Madeleine. I also know that he murdered the policeman Javert." Thénardier looked surprised.
"You have the wrong idea," he said. "Valjean was Mère Madeleine of Montreuil. And he didn't kill Javert, because Javert killed himself. The person that he stole from was a young man that he killed in the sewers. I saw him carrying the body with my own eyes. I can prove it by showing you a piece of the young man's coat."
Marius could not believe it.
"That's from my coat," he said,
looking at the piece that Thénardier was showing him.
"That young man was me. Now take this money, go to America, and never come back."
As soon as Thénardier was gone, Marius hurried to find Cosette.
"Come quickly, we must visit your father. He was the one who saved my life."
When Valjean heard the knock at his door, he was sitting at his table writing a letter. The bishop's candlesticks were on the table.
"Dear Cosette, your husband is a good man. You must always love him after I'm gone. I promise that the money which I gave you is really your own. I once owned a factory, and I became rich. I also leave you my two silver candlesticks."
He stopped, put his head in his hands, and began to cry. Then he heard the knock at the door and saw Cosette and Marius hurry in. Cosette ran into his arms.
"You're the angel that saved my life," cried Marius. "Why did you hide it from us?"
"Because I thought that I should leave you," said Valjean quietly.
"Never! You won't be here tomorrow," said Marius. "We're taking you with us."
"It's true that I won't be here tomorrow, but I won't be at your house either," said Valjean. "I'm going to die."
"No!"
cried Cosette.
"It is nothing to die. It is terrible not to live," Valjean replied, his voice even quieter now.
Cosette. Your mother's name was Fantine, and she loved you very much. I'm going away, children. Love each other always. There's nothing more important in the world. I die happy. Cosette and Marius fell to their knees, each holding one of Valjean's hands, and a great angel waited in the darkness to receive him. Penguin Readers, Les Misérables, Victor Hugo, Level 4. Retold by Kate Williams. Illustrated by Giorgio Bacchin. Series editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2024.